Carla, would you please read Council Item 378?
A request of David Keith Davis to address Council regarding city-sponsored political terrorism, suppression of First Amendment rights of protesters, citizens, cop watchers, citizen journalists, whistleblowers, and activists.
Mr. Davis.
So, a lot of this has to do with you, Nick Fish, and how you're supposedly this constitutional lawyer, yet you're okay with your staff members coming out in my face and falsely accusing me of being a sex offender. My name is David Keith Davis, 630-1970. Anyone can Google my criminal arrest record, look into it. I have none of those charges. So you have your little goons come and falsely accuse me of stuff when you're actually the one who collaborates and hangs out with
sex offenders. Mr. Davis, you can say, Mr. Davis, you'll suspend your comments. You can say whatever you want about a sitting commissioner. You are not allowed to take...
Yes,
to,
I Mr. am Davis, allowed do not to interrupt talk me. About whatever
You are
I
not
want.
Allowed to go after city employees who have obtained restraining orders against you for your conduct. You will not use this platform to retaliate against public employees. And if you do, I will rule you out of order.
So here's an article that I got published in the Willamette Week right here about you and how you, along with Ellen Rosenblum, get money from a child rapist, Terry Bean.
So, I know Dan Mr. Davis, Saltzman, you are not entitled to come here and make false allegations against citizens, and we will not be tolerated in this forum. You do not have that privilege.
You are on record as someone who's got money from Terry Bean, and we all know about all his accusations. Anyone can Google the name. You totally sidestepped all the questions that the Willamette Week gave to you, asking you about your conflict of interest getting money from a sex abuser that rapes kids.
So, Mr. Davis, you are not privileged to defame citizens in this forum
Terry
by making
Bean
false
has
statements.
Been a national leader in the struggle for LGBT rights. He is supporting me because of my leadership on marriage equality and transgender rights. Give me a break. Why don't you just answer their question, you know? And here's a quote from... your playbook, okay? Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi head honcho propaganda guy. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all its powers to repress dissent. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. So you and your little staff advisors use stuff straight out of the Nazi playbook, where you accuse the other side of which you are guilty.
Mr. Davis, your time is up.
Guilty.
Thank you very much. Carla, would you please call? Thank you very much, Mr. Davis. Your time is up. Your time is up. You're being disruptive, and if you continue to talk, you'll be removed. Carla, would you please call item?